The pandemic has caused dramatic changes in education, and that has included the community college system. A much higher percentage of students is taking classes online, and that required colleges to ramp up their technology in a rapid fashion. Community colleges in Arizona will also be able to offer four-year degrees soon, culminating an effort that had been going on for decades. Christina Haynes has seen more shifts than almost anyone else in the Maricopa County Community College District, as she has had positions at five of the district's colleges over the past 30-plus years. Her most recent job was as interim president of Scottsdale Community College. I spoke with Haynes earlier and asked her to assess how community colleges have made education more accessible and innovative.
I think the things that community colleges do so well is they pay attention to the customer. And I'm saying customer because it's a business lingo, but it's also something that we've really talked about more and more in the last 5 to 10 years. Our customers are everyone. And we've paid attention to, when do you want to go to school? How do you want to take your classes? What kind of degree do you want? Or maybe you don't want a degree. Maybe you just want a 12-credit degree that's going to help you improve your job and your economic status for you and your family. I think we've done a better job of not being stuck in the mire of, this is what we do, and this is what we've always done, and this is how we're going to continue to do it. Now, are we perfect at it? No. Are we getting a lot better? Absolutely. And I think people are looking at us going, well, why am I paying hundreds of dollars for the same class at a university when I could take it for, you know, maybe $200 at a community college and be the instructor knows my name and there's maybe 20 other people in my class. And I think the other thing that that has really helped us is really just the way that we use technology. I think we've gotten a lot more savvy about that. Again, can we be better in certain things? Absolutely. But we know we can't do our job without technology, which is what everybody would most likely say. But especially in education, for that average student who's got two kids and a part-time job and is applying for financial aid, and they're going to take one class here on campus, they're going to take one online because that's what their job kind of gives them the space to do. And we're okay with that.
Certainly online education has taken off over the past decade plus, no question about that. What are the positives and also the challenges of having more online education?
Well, boy, we really had to learn about that during just right when the pandemic hit, right? We went from majority of our classes being in person, in some respect, in March, and training and moving everyone over to online classes. We embraced that. I mean, I remember talking to some faculty that said, oh, Chris, there's no way we could teach English in, you know, online or in 8 weeks, you know, and now they're like teaching English in 6 weeks or 7 weeks or 14 weeks. And I think, you know, that freedom to be able to say, how can I help the students, but also how do I make my teaching better? And who's going to help me with that? And I think all of Maricopa Community Colleges, as well as Scottsdale, we really embrace that and listen to our students. And I think we've come out the other side better at online learning, but, you know, there's still miles to go. But I feel more confident, and I think our faculty do too, about being able to teach online or high flex or hybrid or online or on your own time. Or, you know, there's so many different modalities now for students that rather than before, there was just maybe two. But I don't think we're going to go back to just everything's a brick and mortar classroom. I think our students have told us that. And, you know, for the last 2 years, high school students have been almost fully online, right? So that's something that they know how to do too.
But when it comes to how the pandemic has affected how people learn, do you have confidence with your years as an educator that once we figure all of this out, that there will be some great lessons learned about how people, and I'm talking about high school to college, can be educated mm-hmm. in this way? Because for a lot of folks, this has felt like, at least for a while, it felt like a lost year. And then after that year, people have ramped up again, but it's been tough.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. I think that first year where everybody was online, I think there was some momentum lost for a lot of students who needed that feel and touch of being in a classroom with their friends or their faculty member. And I know it was really rough for the instructors too, from high school on up. I mean, even the grade school students, I have no idea how those grade school teachers did it. They were amazing. I think there was some momentum loss, and I don't think anybody would deny that, but I also think it was such an opportunity to really look at how we do this differently. and how we thought online would be, and that's how it would always be. And we look at it now, and what technology has done for us has been, you know, mind blowing, and what we can do now live online, you know, where the teacher's actually standing in front of you and they can see you and that you can interact with that person. It's so sophisticated now, but I still, yeah, I think anybody who's an educator would say, yeah, there probably was some lost momentum happening during that first year when we just had to just crunch and go. But hopefully we're able to make a lot of that up with what we know now and how we can now deliver classes. You know, even some of our older, we have, you know, a good population of 25 to 45 year old students who are coming back to re-career. And a lot of that is online. And I think it would be a shame if we didn't learn something from it. But I think as educators, we always learn. I mean, if you're not learning every day, you know, you got to find a different job. But I think we've done a pretty good job of pinpointing some pain points that we have to really work on and get better at.
One massive change we're going to see is the ability of the Maricopa Community Colleges and others in the state to offer four-year degrees. Can I get your thoughts on that? How you think that may change things?
Boy, you know, this was a long time coming. I know we've been trying to do this for probably over 23 years, I think it is. But I think what's really going to be important for us and for everybody to understand is we're not trying to duplicate things at ASU or NAU or U of A. What we're really trying to do is look at some of the workforce pieces of the baccalaureate that are going to be really important to our students. Anything in IT, nursing, teaching, administration of justice. We've got a lot of things that really will, it again, isn't just about trying to do some of the same things that our four-year partners are doing, but really some things that our students can take at the community college, obviously for a lower price, obviously still with the small classes, and to be able to walk out without debt, hopefully. You know, I think the big thing for us is the ability to say we can be another choice, right? We can give the equitable and accessible and affordable possibilities to our students. And I think, you know, I think that's an important thing not to look past. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to take some time. We have to go through accreditation. I mean, there's a lot of back work after the announcement, but I know we've got some great people working together in teams and committees and district folks and really smart faculty. And I think we're going to pull this off, and we're going to start with about four or five of those baccalaureate degrees, and then we're going to move forward and see what we need to do from there. But a lot of these have to do with what is it that our community needs, and we'll see what happens.
That is Christina Haynes, who just retired as interim president of Scottsdale Community College. KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District, and you're listening to the show.